Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Tabi'a, or it's better to translate into, we can say nature, is witnessed in two different ways. From one side, we have this mundane materialistic look, or naturalist look, it's better to call it, which has even believes in the tabi'a as a kind of creator itself. This is the tabi'a.
Right.
That is creating itself and creating all its, we can say, details, including human being. From the other side, we got this spiritual, religious, or it's better to say Abrahamic religious, we can say, look at the concept of Tawiyya and the concept of creation, which believes that this is a part or a very trivial part and parcel of a bigger picture by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the whole universe. And this is not only tabi'a or the materialistic world, but the spiritual aspect is also important. So what does the Holy Quran say and how to differentiate between these two looks? This is a major question for today, Shaykh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So regarding this question, what we see, and as you mentioned in the natural sciences,
yes,
the view that is presented to the student is that nature, for example, is such and such. For example, when we study biology, we are said that we are told that there's an ecosystem, which in which plants are are the food for the animals. The animals become the food for human beings, and there's a complete ecosystem that is being maintained, and basically who is maintaining that ecosystem, that is not spoken of in physics and chemistry and biology. And so the student is left to ask this question, that all of it, is it happening by chance, or was there a power overseeing everything and is maintaining everything, is channelizing the energies of everything? And is this system being has been designed by someone, or is this something that has happened by accident? So science does not answer that question for us, right? And so the student is left without any answer. And so when we go to the holy texts, for example, the Holy Quran or the other heavenly revealed books, we find that there are a clear, there's a clear mention that all of this has been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manages the system. He is the mudabbir.
Yes.
Mudabbir al-kainat.
Yes. Yani
everything is meticulous in the system. Everything is according to the tadbir, according to the decision making of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
He is all knowing. He is all wise. And so some of the verses of the Holy Quran are going to point out in the same direction. For example, we see this verse of Suratul An'am, verse number 99, which says that وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends down rain from for you from the heavens. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And from this rain, he grew for you plants all sorts of plants. فَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهُ خَضَرًا مِنْهُ حَبًّا مُتَرَاكِبًا وَمِنَ النَّخْلِ مِنْ تَلْئِهَا قِنْوَانٌ دَانِيَةٌ وَجَنَّاتٍ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَالرُّمَّانِ مُشْتَبِهًا وَغَيْرَ مُتَشَابِهٍ. So the Holy Quran is saying that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is doing all of these things. He is basically sending down the rain. From this rain, plants are growing up. From these, some of them are similar, some of them are not similar. There are gardens of grapes. There are gardens of zaytun or olives. All of these things are being associated, right, or the source of all of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the worldview that we are getting from the Holy Quran is a completely different worldview. It is the worldview of all of these are signs for you. All of these are ayahs for you. All of these are going to take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm, who is the source of everything.
That's right.
But in the books of science, we are told that nature manages itself in this manner, or plants are a part of nature, animals are a part of nature. But who does all of these things? The sciences remain silent about that. So the concept of religion and the concept from the Holy Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oversees all of these things, and he is meticulously planning all of these things, and he is the cause and he is the sign behind all of these signs, and that's, we should, right, find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind all of these things. Mm-hmm. Of course, we are not saying that we should not study the sciences, but a mu'min, a believer, has to see the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind all of these phenomena. Yes, the earth revolves around the sun,
that's,
and
right,
night follows day. Mm-hmm. And because of the process of cloud formation, the clouds rise up and rain comes. But all of these processes, who is managing all of these processes? Who has designed all of these processes? This we have to see as believers, that behind all of these processes is the existence of Allah,
right,
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Are there any signs or spirits, are there any reference in the Holy Quran showing that even the nature is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not human beings, but the nature?
Yes, we have
verses. For instance, moon, sun.
Yes.
The jungles, the forest, animals.
We have verses of the Holy Quran which say that يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Right? That his tasbih is being recited, his praise is being recited by everything. Ma fis samawat wa ma fil earth. That is, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. That is, so this is what the scientists refer to as nature. That whatever existing beings are there, they are reciting the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are reciting his tasbih. And so this is one of the evidences from the Quran that we can quote in answer to this question. Mm-hmm. But what we can say also is that his system is overseeing everything. Nothing is out of his system. Whatever has been created is following the system that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is itself a form of tasbih.
That's right.
That nothing can contradict or nothing can go out of the system that has been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is showing the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his knowledge, his irada, his decision making. Everything is prevalent, and we are basically living in a system that has been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Recently, there have been so many footage and the pictures sent by James Webb. I don't know. Do you know this, we can say the discovery all around in the universe? And you cannot believe that, how little we are on Earth.
Yes.
Even in some of the pictures, we are not identifiable. The whole Earth is not identifiable. And how is it possible that all these planets work in order? And how all these, we can say, universe, or it's better to call, I don't know what to call it. Again, in this whole system, up to now, of course, it's been discovered that this is the only human being living on Earth capable of being able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through reasoning power. So there must be a goal. I mean, if it is without a goal, and if there are two aspects to that. First, we are capable of understanding whether other creatures like human beings live on other planets.
Right.
If it is so, so again, that is the human being or something like that which is going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it is not, so we are incomplete. We do not have enough power to see whether what's happening on the other planets. So this incapability shows us that there must be a creator. There must be a higher power. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. So, yeah, the nature is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even sometimes say that some of the Urafa says that they got into an extent that they can understand these mystics. That even the whole nature, seas, mountains, sun, moon, okay? Sparrows, nightingales, animals are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moment by moment.
Yes.
And how is it possible that the human being, as the best creature, not doing so?
Yes. And so some of the scientific researches that have been done, in some of the Western countries, they have experimented on, for example, water molecules that on which some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or names of God have been recited upon. So when they studied the molecular structure of that water, that molecular structure was different from the molecular structure of water that on which names of Allah or God had not been recited upon. So these are some of the things that we can say in reply to this question. But of course, the verses of the Quran say that everything that is present in the world is reciting his tasbih.
Yes.
Or, for example, we have this verse from Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 13, which says that يُصَبِّهُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ السَّوَائِقَ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So this is saying that the lightning is reciting his praises.
That's right.
So everything imaginable is reciting his praises, Lord's praises.
That's right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration. We must know that there's also a kind of haqq al-tabi'ah, or the rights of the nature on our shoulders in order to be observed, including environment. And Islam has so many things to say that. Even in Risalat al-Huquq by Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, one part is dedicated to the rights of the environment around. So Islam has respect for water, for the nature, for the trees, for the animals, okay?
True.
So all in all, because they have been all the respected creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you much, Sheikh.
That was
very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. With me, Atta, the host of this program. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حساب.
حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن